The halls at school bustled with students milling around and dragging themselves to their lockers or into classrooms. I was one of those kids. We'd been out of school for a week between the snowstorm and the Thanksgiving holiday. The farm had been overly busy with people buying Christmas trees. We hadn't found anyone to help yet. Dad thought that the 2 feet of snow we'd had was the main reason no one had applied for the job. The mood among the students seemed cheerier than before Alex's funeral. Maybe the time off had helped everyone to heal a little more. I leaned against my locker while Celia opened hers. "Do you think we'll see Macon today?" she asked. I couldn't deny that I'd been thinking about the new boy since I had laid eyes on him at the farm store, exactly 9 days ago. Part of why he was on my mind had something to do with the conversations Celia and I had had about boys and feelings and dating. In fact, it had been wonderful to rekindle our friendship. She'd even spilled about what had happened between her and Liam. Apparently, she'd forced herself on him and kissed him. My brother hadn't reciprocated. Instead, he'd walked away. He hadn't spoken to her since. And if she had been at my house or working in the store when Liam had come in, he'd been nice with a quick hi, but he hadn't hung around. "May I remind you that you like my brother?" She closed her locker, clutching her algebra book against her chest. "I told you he doesn't want me. He still thinks I'm a little girl running around the farm screaming because one of the pigs is chasing me." I couldn't help but snicker. That had been a funny day when one of the pigs had gotten out of the pen and made a beeline for Celia as she'd walked to the barn. "Hush," she snapped. "Liam probably thinks I'm prim and proper or one of those bitchy girls like Tessa. Maybe that's the reason he doesn't want anything to do with me." I arched a brow. "Or maybe he's mad you ditched me like I was some kind of open wrapper." Celia had never been like Tessa, until Tessa had infused my BFF with some type of witch juice that had changed Celia into someone I didn't know. The voices in the hall lowered to a hum before it got quiet. At first, I thought everyone was listening to us, which wouldn't have been all that surprising. Lots of kids in school had elephant ears. Elephants didn't exactly have superior hearing, but they could hear sounds humans couldn't. Celia and I both scanned the hall, and as if the sea had parted, everyone moved, opening up a swath. A boy with a wavy crop of brown hair swaggered toward us alongside a beautiful girl who looked exactly like him, only her wavy locks were long like mine, down to her buttocks. She whispered something to the boy, and when his lips parted into a smile, some of the girls in the hall sucked in a sharp breath. They both stopped at a locker outside the math classroom. Then the girl waved. "Hi, everyone. I know you're curious about the newbies, so let me put you at ease." She stabbed a pink fingernail at her companion. "This is my brother, Ethan. I'm Emma, and yes, we're twins. We're freshmen. Any questions?" Ethan chuckled as he fiddled with his locker, glancing at the small white paper in his hands. Tessa Stevens bobbed out of the crowd, dressed in thigh-high black boots over black leggings and a cable-knit red sweater that brought out her inky black hair. Even though we were enemies, I still thought she was one of the prettiest girls in school. Thin, curvy, with skin free of pimples. Granted, most kids tried to conceal their pimples. I was one of them. But for as long as I'd known Tessa, she'd never had a pimple.